Good morning, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. A legacy of hope is one which we all strive for, at least we forget the lessons of the past. On this day, 65 years ago, the Nazi death camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau was liberated by Soviet troops. For those incarcerated or murdered there, there was little notion of hope. But for many, their thoughts turned to the legacy of the horrors they were subjected to. We now remember those horrific acts, not only for the events at the time, but as a measure of our current humanity and other more recent acts of genocide throughout the world. For survivors of the Holocaust and their descendants, life could not barely return to normal, but the ever-present reminder provides us not only with a cause for remembrance, but also with a challenge of how we behave and the type of society we promote. We celebrate our freedom, and especially here in Southwark, our diversity and tolerance. You will be aware of my support for the charity Help for Heroes and my long-standing association with the armed forces. Unlike a martyr who would die for their beliefs, a hero would rather live. Our combined efforts throughout the world to defend freedom and fight oppression echoes the hopes of those unwitting heroes of the Holocaust and those who fought against tyranny. It is their legacy that we should inspire us to greater action and challenge what we should be doing today to build a safer, stronger society. Alexander Pope wrote, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast," referring to our ignorance and optimism about the future. It seems to me this is little meaning if we ignore the experiences of the past, the true legacy of hope.